This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. In 1776, a Cherokee boy named Sequoia was born in the village of Tuskegee on the Tennessee River. As a man, he sometimes went by his English name, George Gist, or Guess, a legacy from his white father. Raised in the tribal ways, he became a hunter, fur trader, and silversmith. Sequoia was fascinated with white people's power to communicate with marks on paper, which was called talking leaves by Native people. Without a writing system, American Indians were at a disadvantage, unable to record events and legal contracts or send letters home. So Sequoia became obsessed with the idea of a written Cherokee language. Beginning in 1809, he developed 86 characters to represent the syllables of spoken Cherokee, though he was ridiculed and accused of practicing witchcraft. But in 1821, Sequoia demonstrated the simplicity and effectiveness of his system to tribal leaders, who were so astonished that they quickly adopted his syllabary as the official written language of the Cherokee Nation. Within a short time, nearly all the Cherokee were able to read and write their own language. The Reverend Samuel Wooster later modified the characters for lithographic printing, and the Bible, educational materials, and legal documents were soon published in Cherokee. 1828 saw the first Native American newspaper published in the United States. The Cherokee Phoenix was printed in Cherokee and English, but it was shut down 6 years later for opposing the forced removal of Cherokee from their homeland. To preserve and revitalize the language today, the Yonaguska Literature Initiative of the Museum of the Cherokee Indian has begun translating works of literature into Cherokee using Sequoia's syllabary and English phonetics. The first to be published was 13 Moons by Charles Frazier. As for the inventor of the syllabary, Sequoia served his people as an honored statesman until his death in 1843. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.